Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Shad and I are chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now Jordan, let's quickly, unfortunately, recap June. Because June, tough month for gold, moved down about $150. That's an aggressive move as gold entered June at right around 1920. It was 1919 that was the peak, again, right at the very start of June, and just trended lower and lower. Now, obviously, the short-term charts still looking pretty bearish, as so we keep on putting in lower highs, and that obviously 1670 to 1680 level, that's key right now, as that was the March lows. Jordan, what's your takeaway from this continued, at least short-term nature downtrend that we're seeing in gold and the bad month of June for gold?
Well, the bad month of June, yeah, you can see that on the monthly chart. I believe there's a bearish engulfing candle for gold, not quite for silver, so that's at least a small positive. Silver's holding up better than gold. Very big picture. That is a positive. However, the quarterly charts, which I don't think anyone really looks at, I would say 2 or 3 weeks ago, or as we came into the month, I was looking at the gold quarterly chart and it was looking pretty good. You know, the candle was decent, gave it all back basically. So now it looks pretty weak. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I think precious metals are still going to go lower, why they're not going to break out this year. But the positive is we are at a short-term low. And I'm not surprised. Oh, coming in over the weekend in my subscriber update, I did mention, you know, we're probably headed for a short-term bounce, because if you look at the breadth indicators, and I looked at them yesterday, 0% of the Huey, 0% of the GDXJ closed above the 20-day and the 50-day moving average. And when that happens, it usually leads to some kind of a rebound. So I think the very short-term trend now is probably higher. But stepping back a bit, you know, the market is kind of broken in a medium term sense, you could say. And, you know, we're just going to have to be patient. I mean, we talked about this a week or 2 weeks ago with gold building the handle. I mean, it needs more time. And, there is some technical damage there. I mean, the net spec position has come down a pretty good amount. That's healthy. But I still think that, the path of least resistance, aside from over the next couple of weeks, which is probably higher, aside from that, it looks to me like it's going to be lower.
Well, Jordan, I guess it's somewhat encouraging to hear that there may be a short-term bounce, but for people that are positioned in the precious metals and the precious metal sector and the mining stocks, what should they be looking at then if you don't think that the uptrend is going to start by the end of the year and it may take until next year? Is this a situation where you're just holding what you have and waiting to, like, you know, cash up and add more at lower prices? And how low do you see things going as things develop? If this is not the low here, if there's going to be a bounce and then even more downward pressure, how low do you see things going, and what should investors be looking to do?
Now, those are great questions. I mean, first thing, I'll step back for a second and say, I mean, it is possible we could make a significant low maybe in the fall or later in the year. So I'm not saying the market's going to trend down for 5 or 6 months, because you can never predict that. I'm just pretty confidently can say we're not going to see a breakout this year. But that doesn't mean we can't put in, like, we won't get a significant buying opportunity at some point before the end of the year. So I think that's possible. Now, looking at the stocks, I just think that right now we're still in an environment where you need to focus on quality, fundamental quality. And that doesn't necessarily mean, like, oh, I'm just going to go buy the biggest stocks or Franco Nevada. For me, I mean, I like to look for what are the juniors that have fundamental quality and very big upside potential at the same time. I know it seems like you put definitions in like that, you're probably not going to find that many stocks. But so I consider those things, but I'm also looking at, in terms of fundamental quality, these should be companies that, if metals prices are flat, you think the stock can still go up over the next 1 to 2 years because they're adding value. So that to me is how I look at fundamental quality. And I think that's the bulk of one's capital should still be in those names. Again, I'm not saying these are necessarily the absolute safest stocks. I'm just saying that these are the types of companies that you're confident they're going to add value and that they can still perform to some degree, even if the market is flat for 1 to 2 years. And then, of course, if, you know, gold in 1 to 2 years makes a huge move higher, silver as well, these companies will still, you'll still get leverage gains in them. So those are the types of companies I think you really need to focus on. And two other things. I think first, looking at most companies, like just right now, given where, you know, the outlook for metals over the next 3-4 months, we could say, you just, when you're doing research on new companies, just assume everything's a sell and you don't want to own it. Just start from there. And, you know, you'll, because that will help your research, because this isn't a time where you want to look at 50 or 100. I mean, if you're going to look at 50 or 100 stocks, just assume everything's a sell and you'll probably find, you know, 3 or 5 that are really, really interesting that should be buys even now, even given the sector trend. So that to me, and I'm sorry, I forgot what my other point was, but that to me is what you need to find. And I'm not saying all companies are bad or they're a sell, but we're just at a point in the market where we're still in correction mode for the metals. And look, eventually when they make a bottom and they begin that next big leg higher, everything's a buy, everything's going to go up. So I'm not trying to trash everything. But I'm just saying, until we get to that point, because we don't know, that could be 2 years away, it could be 6 months away. I don't have a crystal ball here. So in the meantime, I want to focus on the companies that are viable and I'm confident are going to add value regardless of metals prices.
Okay, this was some good comments, Jordan, because I think it is important to be skeptical in the junior mining space and even in the senior mining space as far as which companies will hold up if the metals prices do keep dropping, which companies are actually adding value instead of just burning through money and diluting. So let me ask you a question then. That sounds like more of the strategy when we're in a tougher market to pick the best value that's going to survive and thrive. But if we do see an uptrend in the metals, would you then shift more over to companies that have more leverage to rising prices and they may not be the ultimate best companies? And so in this kind of environment, you're picking the safer quality names adding value. But if things then do shift into an uptrend, would you rotate some of those positions into maybe a little higher risk, but higher reward scenarios?
Yes, definitely. And that is something, I mean, I've talked to my subscribers about, so I'm looking at the combination of, okay, fundamental quality and upside potential. And as I said before, I mean, I'm looking at both those things. So I'm not just looking for the safest stocks or juniors that I think are going to underperform if the market does well. Now, when it looks like we're going to embark on a real uptrend and maybe, you know, gold can launch towards that breakout and silver as well, that'll be the point when it's okay to go a little bit lower on the fundamental quality scale, because, I mean, as you said, things with a little bit lower quality with some leverage, you know, those things can really, really run in a real bull market move. So that's how I would look at it. I wouldn't look at necessarily like, okay, well, I'm just going to buy anything with gold and silver in the name. To me, when the market gets stronger, that's when, if you're looking at, like, let's say you grade fundamental quality 1 through 10 and like, okay, now I'm only going to buy like things that are 8 or 9 right now. If the market looks like it's really going to move or it is moving, then you can drop that quality. Okay, well, I can buy things that are a 6 or a 7 now because they're going to get carried higher by the market trend. So I hope that answered your question.
I think it did, Jordan. And really, it's about being selective right now. It's crazy to think, though, you shared with us those breadth comments earlier on here, and we only have to go back to the tail end of May when the breadth couldn't be stronger in the stocks. It was May 26th that you and I were talking where the breadth in the Huey was 100% of the stocks were over the 20-day and the 50-day moving averages. This is a wild swing to go from 100% pretty much down to 0%. Is there something bigger going on here, or is this just the volatile nature of stocks?
Yeah, the bigger thing going on is we're in a larger correction and consolidation. And I look at the 20 and the 50 day, you know, the percent of stocks that have closed above those indicators. And, you know, when you're not in a strong uptrend, the market can swing back and forth from, you know, 0 to 100%. I also look at the percentage of stocks that have closed above the 200 day moving average. And, you know, I also look at, because those indicators are really volatile, I can also smooth them with moving averages. So That's another way I evaluate those. But I will say, you know, if we get another leg lower after this coming rally, I mean, it's possible that we could, assuming we get another leg lower, it's possible that leg could lead to, you know, a real significant buying opportunity where the market's setting up for, you know, at worst, like a good run over like 3 or 4 months.
What does another leg lower look like? Because, look, in fairness, you look at a monthly chart, you look at a bit more of a longer-term chart, that long-term uptrend is still in place. Does another leg lower take us down to the bottom of that uptrend line? Does it even break that uptrend? How concerned do we have to be about that?
Well, first of all, with, like, trend lines, I would, like, I'm not a huge fan of those. I mean, remember, people, I was talking about this when gold, you know, it broke the down trend line and people were calling, oh, this is a breakout. Well, look what happened. I mean, gold never, you know, it got up to 1905 or whatever, but, yeah, it broke the trend line, but it still had lower highs. You know, never got even close to those highs around 1950. So I'm not big on trend lines. I mean, I don't know where the trend line is for gold. I mean, gold could come down to 1600 or 1575, and the cup and handle pattern would still be perfectly viable. That 1575, that's only a 38% retracement of the entire move from 2016. So that, you know, if it's breaking trend lines, that really doesn't concern me. But that's potentially, I mean, I think another like lower, you know, I would think that you're probably going to test that low around 1675. I mean, that's the first area of support. I mean, I don't know. That could be the final bottom for this correction that is close to a year long now. So, I mean, that's a level to keep in mind. And then also, you know, maybe we get, I mean, if that level gives way, then 1575 to 1600, that's another level to look at. But, I mean, we don't know at this point. You know, at this point, it's too soon to say the evidence is favoring one target over the other. But again, I just want to point out, I mean, going down to 1575 or 1600, that sounds terrible. But I mean, the big picture structurally bullish technicals for gold, they would still be entirely intact, even if the market came down to that point. So, I mean, that if we came down that low, we'd make a significant low there and the gold would rocket back up soon enough. So I'm not terribly concerned about the next leg lower, at least not yet.
Okay. Jordan, you watching any other markets as a barometer for maybe when a turn in gold is going to happen? Because, well, quite frankly, we've seen a pretty defined shift here back into tech stocks, back into growth and away from that inflation trade. Any stocks, any charts that you're watching that could give you some insights here?
Yeah, I mean, the first one is gold against foreign currencies, because if we go back over the last couple of years, gold has actually been leading the dollar, and interestingly, silver as well. So gold and silver have not benefited that much from the entire leg down in the dollar that we saw, which means that precious metals should turn before the dollar rolls over again. So I'm watching gold against foreign currencies as a good leading indicator for the sector. That's something to keep an eye on, because that should turn and show relative strength, you know, before gold and silver and dollars start turning up again. Secondly, of course, gold against the stock market. And unfortunately, that's just, it's trending down again. I mean, it's looking negative. So that, yeah, those would be the things in terms of gold stocks as well. The advanced decline line's another one, the GDX advanced decline line. I mean, that's broken down to like an 18-month low. So those are the leading indicators, things that I'm considering. But if there's only one thing, it would be gold against foreign currencies, because that tells you when the effect of a weakening dollar is diminishing.
Okay, perfect. Jordan, appreciate the update here. Hopefully when we connect again, well, next week, but hopefully throughout the next few months, we can see a bit of a turn and even more importantly, that bounce. Where is this bounce going to take us? Because look, almost everybody we've talked to has said there needs to be a bounce coming here for gold and the gold stocks, but let's see where it takes us, and let's see where maybe a more solid bottom could be put in. Who knows? A bunch of question marks for the gold price, but it continues to be in a corrective phase. Jordan, thanks as always for your time. We'll chat again next week, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great long weekend.